Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Tuesday and the 3rd of March, 7:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Anything exciting happened to you over the weekend?
No.
I have 4 days without seeing you.
No.
So, I mean, you could be in Paraguay. You could have been leading the airstrikes
could
in
been.
Iran.
Could
I mean, been. You were gone.
No, nothing.
Nothing like that?
Nothing. Nope.
You're not a CIA guy?
Nope.
You weren't out there lasing targets?
Nope.
I have some news about, you know, the, anyway, so what national day is it today?
That's National Pancake Day.
That's right. You know, if IHOP was still here, they give away a short stack of pancakes. Do you like pancakes?
Yeah.
Does anybody not like pancakes?
That's a good question.
I don't know. That's, I suppose some people may not like them. I think it's because of the syrup. Anyway, what else? National Pancake Day.
It's National Soup It Forward Day.
I'm sorry, what?
Soup It Forward?
Soup It Forward.
Yes.
Soup.
Like soup you eat.
Yeah, soup it forward. Okay.
Encourages us to deliver love and kindness by the bowlful.
That was sponsored by Campbell's. Okay. Hey, today is sunny with a high near 70. It was kind of beautiful yesterday. I went out to the stables, and I expected it, you know, because we've been having all this rain, I expected it to be mushy in the out in the big arena. No. Whatever Casey's doing out there, I don't know what he, but it was dry, except for one little spot in the corner. But there was, it was, you know, I put on my muck to go around and all that, and absolutely was dry out there. It was a beautiful day, beautiful day. And today is going to be beautiful, too. And it, even though it says rain after 4 a.m. and low around 47, today is going to be beautiful, high near 71. And Wednesday, rain mainly before 1 p.m., and possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high near 63. Got a real good chance of getting rain tomorrow. So the Wednesday night, mostly clear. And then Thursday is going to be sunny. Friday is sunny. Saturday, sunny with a high near 75. Sunday, get this, mostly sunny with a high near 80 this Sunday. And Sunday night, it's going to be... The evenings are going to be in the high 40s and low 50s. And Sunday, I'm sorry, Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. So except for tomorrow, looks like it's going to be a beautiful week. And so enjoy it. Probably the people at Mount Shasta Ski Park would wish we'd have continuous storms rolling through here. And rivers, you might say, so they can get more snow up there. But, and you can't blame them for that. The weather report, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Been there going on for close to 30 years, the Kenny family. Outstanding service to their clients. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Other things they do for our community. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, this is for a group, I don't know if everybody knows about Cal's Books. Did you know about Cal's Books?
Well, from you.
Okay. Well, Cal's Books was located down on 273 heading toward Anderson. 80,000, 100,000 books, magazines, records, everything, you know, everything to do that you could possibly want to look for in a used bookstore was at Cal's. And, I mean, you could go in there, and Carl, who owned Cal's, because the original Cal passed away, and he had sold it to Carl. And anything you wanted. Okay, I'm looking for something from a J.C. Carr. He goes, well, that'll be right over. I mean, he points you to the area. And then, or you know, if you had time, he'd kind of wander over there with you and show you the whole bunch of books. You're looking for magazines, everything from True West to science fiction, Playboy. Any of these were there. Every subject under the sun that you can think of. And comic books. I'm not big into comic books, but he had, you know, lots of comic books in there, too. Older ones. And so anyway, you would go in there, and you could bring your books, the books you've read, so we kind of exchange it. And he'd give, you know, he'd put, okay, didn't get this many books. And then, and he, you know, so you go out and grab your books and come back and work it out, and off you go. Got hit by a flood a few months ago. I mean, literally flooded out his place. Destroyed like 20,000 books. And it looked like he just said, I'm just going to shut down. This is, it's going to be too hard to do. Well, a group of young people got together who loved the place. They are going to reopen the bookstore. They had a GoFundMe site, which I will tell you I contributed to. And they're going to open Thursday, March 5th, soft opening, in the same spot. Now, they're not going to stay there. They're looking for another place to move. And, I mean, that place has been there for 50 years before the flood. And they had, what did they say? It was, how many books? They said destroyed between 25,000 and 40,000 books, which is terrible. But inside the store, we still have close to 80,000 books. Now, they're talking books. I don't know about magazines and records and... I think he had records. Yeah. And, you know, the comic books, the, what do they call those things? They're not called comic books anymore. What do they call them? Pulp novels? No, pulp. Anyway. Anyway, so they're going to open up and then they're going to move it someplace. But for right now, they're keeping it. So, you know, a shout out to these young people. And it's going to, like I said, five of them got together. And they made a cooperative now, so they'll all work in the store. And Carl, who owns the store, or owned it, is going to be with them until they learn what they have to do. To me, that's a great story. And I will go out there and take a bunch of books that I don't, you know, that I have laying around, a bunch of paperbacks, and go in there and trade. Just help them get started. Cal's Books. And it's on the way out there. You can see it off of, I don't even know if they've got the address there. So,
It was West Side Road.
Yeah, it's on West Side Road. Yeah. Look for the sign out there. It says Cal's. It just says off Highway 273 on the side road there. Okay, let's take a quick break and come back. A lot of things going on here in the city, in the county, and our nation. Supreme Court ruled about something that will have an impact on people here in California specifically. They also ruled on something else that has a huge impact on gerrymandering. So we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. That's right. Just type in kcnrradio.com and it takes you right to it. You can listen to us anywhere in the world that you can get a computer signal. And you also take a look at who our shows are. You can take a look and see who's going to be on all week on our show. And much more. Hey, good people, a play, a comedy about class, luck, and the fragile lines that separate them down at the Riverfront Playhouse is going to be going from March 6th to March 22nd, but I have tickets, vouchers, for the 6th, the 7th, or the 8th. That's this weekend. So if you would like to go to a comedy and laugh when all the world around you has kind of been being strange, give us a call, 530-605-4567, and pick up a couple tickets. And I tell you what, if you want to take your friends, you can score 4. And these are vouchers. You have to turn them in at the ticket office. And it's Friday, March 6th, and Saturday, March 7th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, March 8th at 2 p.m., so you got a matinee. So you can choose any of those that you want for the Riverfront. So give us a call, 530-605-4567. Moving right ahead. Simpson University is going to host the Veteran Success Center Gala on Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Simpson University Gym to honor student veterans and increase support to those who have served. Proceeds will benefit the Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Veteran Success Center. And Chad Williams, former U.S. Navy SEAL and best-selling author, will deliver the keynote address. Now, Chad is a, like I said, former Navy SEAL, and let's see which SEAL team was he on? Doesn't say which one he was on, but he's been what he talks about is from battlefield to business and how using the methods of SEAL teams that can, protocols and things that to help you regain composure, make decisions, and execute under stress. And he bridges those lessons into tools for today's workplace, helping organizations, strengthening ties, all these things. And he's going to be the guest speaker. So if you want tickets, they may still have tickets left for this. And if they do, you just go to Simpson University, I guess, .org, and see if they've got the tickets. And it's for the Veteran Success Center Gala. And it's going to be March 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. Okay. Oh, she wants, okay, she can have 4 of those, and let's put her on. Yeah, put her on. I haven't talked to Dolores in a while. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Mr. Carl. Thank you for those tickets.
Well, you know what? I hope you enjoy yourself. Sounds like a good, you know, we all need a comedy now and then.
Yeah, we need a joke every once in a while, right?
Yeah, life is a comedy, you might say. But
oh, gosh,
okay.
Is it?
All right.
No, I was calling regarding, I guess the drama in our county. But what I was going to recommend and ask, as you know, you as the homeowner, the owner of the radio show, you know, about having equal time for candidates who are running. You know, to have equal airtime on the radio, because, you know, I feel like there's two people against Joanna. I know that Mr. Turner and then Mr. Clint Curtis was there on your radio for 4 times this week. And so
Wait. They were on last week. Brent was on, and then Clint was on, and in between them, Joanna was on.
Yeah, but he was also on over the weekend.
Well, that's separate shows. Those people own those shows.
I know, but they own their shows, but it still falls under your radio.
And
show.
You know, they might. Well, you got. You have to understand what the fairness doctrine is. There's if somebody is has time on a radio station, the other person can ask for equal time, and there's nothing that says that the owner, that the station has to go out and search for them. However, if say I have you're running for office and your opponent's on, you can call me and say, hey, I want equal time, and guess what, you get it.
So, yeah,
but
yeah,
I try
exactly
to do that, and but I see what you're saying, Brent and and Clint. So yeah, well, if Joanna wants to come back again, she's welcome anytime. I try to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have everybody on at least twice before June, before the primaries.
Yeah, because I think this position
2 or 3
right
times.
Now is very. This position right now for the ROV is very critical, and as you know, there's so much stuff going on. And I think it's very, you know, she needs to defend herself a little bit, you know, there when you have two people basically, you know, even when they go to the board of supervisors, they're basically saying things about her. It's all hearsay, never proved anything, no evidence. You know, it's basically becomes a malicious slander. And I think it's unfair for these people to continue doing this. And
I just
want to see a fair treatment, you know.
Well, that's what you want. And I will admit, though, that Brent talked more about, we talked more about his time as a heavy metal band guy.
Right.
Than anything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's interesting to talk to. You know, in fact, he gets boring. But every time Clint's on, we should have Joanna on.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have a debate. We've had those on here.
I would like to see a real debate, Mr. Carl.
Yeah.
Just give them
an hour in here, and minimum, we'll give them a break at the half-hour mark so they can go to the bathroom or, reload their guns, and then have them come back.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that was it.
Are you calling
the other station where you have
where
the supervisor has a weekly show?
Oh yeah, I know that. I am. I'm gonna make a file or something because they won't accept my documents through mail. So I guess I'm gonna have to send somebody else over there for them to accept them. So they're ignoring that.
Make sure you call all the stations.
Oh, I am because it's unfair. Believe me, I'm on top of this because, like I said, you know they're gonna be saying, you know, being unfair with Joanna. This is not right.
No, it's not just Joanna. We have supervisors.
Yeah.
And I'm getting your tickets out right now, so you can come by and pick them up.
Okay. I will. I appreciate it, Carl.
You bet. Take care. Bye,
right,
Dolores. No, you know, it's what you try to do is you try to give as much time to each candidate as you can and make it as fair as you can. But some don't want to, or they don't want to come on now. They want to come on in April and May, and I understand that because it's, you know, the primaries in June. So they want to hit that. So, and we will, I'd love to provide debate time for any of the candidates. And, of course, Rich Gallardo has already said, I'll be there. Well, got to get the other ones in here too, Rich. So, okay. The Supreme Court cleared the way for, I tell you what, let's take an early break. So, because I've got like four things I need to talk about here, and I'll just get in the middle of it. So, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU, if you're looking to buy an electric vehicle, that's right, an electric vehicle, then REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, hey, some PSAs here. The Redding Rodeo is advertising for singers. Big audition going. Last year there was 34 people auditioned for one of the four nights there. So this is going to occur on March the 21st. Down at the rodeo grounds in the clubhouse, and you can sign up for your audition today, time slot, because last year everybody showed up. They didn't realize how many people were going to be there. They had no idea. So a lot of people are out there. So if you go to readingrodeo.com, if you ever wanted to sing national anthem in front of people, how about a national audience? Yes, because the Cowboy Channel broadcast the Redding Rodeo. So you've got, several million people going to see the performance at some point. Anyway, go to readingrodeo.com and sign up for your time slot. And you've got to be available May 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th, one of those days if you're selected to be part of this. And it's going to be a cappella. You walk in front of the judges. Yeah, they've got a professional judges set up there. And you sing. And if, your parents don't come in, your friends don't come in, you come in there by yourself and you sing. Because a little bit of pressure there, and you will be singing in front of some very, very talented people. Anyway, if you're interested in this, then just go to readingrodeo.com and sign up. There'll be, and I tell you what, I listened to 33 or 34 last year. I was the rodeo rep. And we've got some magical voices out there. And the ages range from like, I don't know, six or seven to 80. Yeah, and everything in between. So, but it was good. And every contestant or everybody trying out, we'll get a phone call back letting them know if they made it or not. So, okay. The other thing, Park Food Truck Hub is returning to downtown Redding at the end of the month, it opened up. I'm sorry, it's already open. February 27th. It's going to be expanding hours for the coming months, and it's going to be open 7 days a week in March, April, and May. So that's getting started. The Iranian leadership, as you know, was destroyed on day one. So they've met, they're meeting again to pick the next leader. And Israeli forces struck that group this morning as the group was meeting to choose a successor to the late Ayatollah, a senior Israeli official told Fox News. So they were getting together to get the new leader, and then they hit this group. Now, nothing about how many, if they still have even have a group after that. Is it crass to say that, I saw a meme and it said, when they said that they were going to have to provide new leadership for Iran, and a meme said something about that Trump said, well, I promised jobs. I just didn't say where. Is that crass? Are you there? Ben, are you still in the office?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just wondering. I was asking you questions there. I was looking at you.
I was just laughing.
Oh, you were laughing. That was pretty critical. Okay. Now, what's the latest? Let me go down here. And entering the fourth day, the joint military operation is far from finished, but they're running ahead of schedule. And they're carrying out, Israel is carrying out simultaneous attacks in Tehran and Beirut, targeting Iranian military sites and Iran-backed group Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Iran is shooting up a lot of missiles out there. We lost six Americans. They hit a command structure or a operation structure in Kuwait. And that's where the damage was done. No, it was no alarms, no sirens. It just came in and hit. So I think maybe it was a drone. They are attacking in all of their neighboring countries there. Dubai, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan. And they're hitting in Kuwait. They're hitting, they're just launching these missiles at them. And all the Americans that were caught in this, they're being urged to stay in place, shelter in place. They're going to try and get Americans out as fast as they can. But this is not going to go away. 3 to 4 weeks. Now, Trump's got 60 days to go to Congress and ask permission. I would imagine it'll be finished well before that. Nationwide protest. Here's the story. This is CNN. Of course it's CNN. Thousands of people gathered peacefully across the U.S. on Monday to protest the U.S., U.S.-Israel operations against terrorism. However, tens of thousands of Iranian Persian people and their supporters rallied throughout the world thanking the United States, saying that maybe we can go home now. Meanwhile, the students have started, you call them students, but they're more than just students, are starting to come out on the streets again in protest. Thousands in Iran. We're going to see what happens there. There's no concerted effort to destroy them. They've already killed 33,000 of their own people in Iran. And but there have been people, Iranians, calling this isn't a war, it's a rescue mission. Have you heard that phrase? The Iranians are calling it a rescue mission to rescue their country. You haven't heard that?
No, I didn't see any of that.
I thought that was pretty cool that they thought the United States is rescuing us from the terror that we have lived under for 47 years. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And of course, you're not going to ever get CNN and here's the thing is, since, gosh, what was it, 78 when they took our hostages for 444 days? From then, they've been the largest state sponsor of terrorism. they get something, you know, they had a war with Iraq for 8 years, cost a million plus lives and all this on their side. And then, you know, they went from one Ayatollah to another one. The idea of being able to speak your own mind or be free to gather on, you know, with your friends, they don't let you do that. I mean, this is completely a draconian dictatorship. Call it what you want, but that's what it was. And the, you know, through them, we have lost hundreds, if not thousands of Americans due to their sponsor of terrorism. I don't see the problem with ending that. And they were working to get the, you know, the nuclear, you know, to go nuclear. They were working on all these other things. Biden and Obama, you know, did not, of course, help them, but they didn't hinder them. I mean, we sent a C-130 full of cash over there to Iran under, I think, Obama. And they were to stop generating the fissionable material. The United States many, many, many times offered them the nuclear material to run generators to do that. And they turned it down every time. They wanted their own. But what they were doing was making weapons-grade plutonium to have a nuke. At the same time, building inter-ballistic missile capabilities so they could reach people. My friends, do you actually think if the Iranians got the bomb, that at some point they wouldn't use it on Israel? And if they did, the launch of something like that would cause, and the destruction of a city or part of the country of Israel would result in all of Iran turning into a glassy area there, because Israel has a number of nukes that they would have no problem dropping it over there. And once this thing starts over in the Middle East, you think you have problems with oil prices now, it would change the world. The whole world's been trying to get them to back off on these nukes, and they wouldn't do it. So at what point, you know, I've heard Democrat politicians at the national level say, well, what do you mean it was imminent? Well, what is imminent? Is imminent, say, do we wait till they're, you know, we know for sure they're a week away from launching and then we do something? I don't understand, and many people I'm sure out there do not understand the hesitancy of taking action against a terrorist nation that has vowed to destroy us and Israel. And if you want to go there, gays, trans, anything like that that does not meet their approval, to destroy it. So I don't understand the, you know, politicians, and we know why. It's they hate Trump, and they don't want Trump to get any type of approval. They've got the elections coming up, you know, all these things. You know, it's that kind of thing. But I just don't understand, and it's not all the Dems, but it's a significant number of them that say, oh, you shouldn't have done it, yet they know in their hearts it was the thing to do. Do you understand? Are you seeing that at all out there? Or am I getting too deep here?
No. No, I kind of agree with you on that.
Well, you know what? People people say war doesn't solve anything. Well, that's absolutely wrong. War does solve things. Violence does at times solve things. It rescues people. Yes, violence is can be used for bad things, of course. But violence can save people. It can keep the world safer in the future. Maybe not, you know, I can't see that now. Well, maybe 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 4 years from now, we would have had a horrible escalation that it would have been forever to try and get back. So I don't have a problem with taking out the head, taking the head off a snake. And with that, we'll take a quick break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Colin DeBott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Hey, on the 7th of March, that's right, this Saturday is going to be the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet. It's going to be at the Wind River Event Center. It's going to start at 5 p.m. Tickets are $40, and you can still get some tickets. For a reservation, call and leave a message for Debbie Johnson at 530-357-3380. 530-357-3380. It's going to be a good time. Be a bunch of us there. You don't have to be a veteran to be there. You can just want to come out, have a nice dinner, and support the council. Big raffles going on there, too. Lone Star State. Texas, having big primaries today. It is the most expensive race in U.S. history for a primary, with $110 million spent so far. And so they're voting today, and it's going to be for the big one is the U.S. Senate race in September. For Republicans, incumbent John Cornyn is seeking his fifth term. That's 30 years. That's, you know, so he's got 24 years and he wants 30. And has been locked in a combative three-way race with Attorney General Ken Paxton and Representative Wesley Hunt. And Paxton, who's Attorney General for Texas, survived the 2023 impeachment on bribery and corruption charges. They found him not guilty. Enters the day with a four-point lead over Cornyn. Now, on the Democratic side, Representative Jasmine Crockett faces State Rep James Tellerico, each trying to build a multiracial coalition in a state where Democrats haven't won a statewide office since 1994. So, that's going to be interesting. We may have to tune in on that, see what's happening. Paxton is he's a scrappy guy, too. And Jasmine Crockett has become famous for some of the things she has said. But she's running, she is a representative in, around from Austin area. Not quite sure. I mean, that's going on there. And let me see the, have you heard of Live Nation? It's that big, they're the, entertainment giant.
Yes.
Well, they're going into federal court today. And the District of Columbia alleges the entertainment giant pressured venues and artists into exclusive deals, stifling competition and driving up ticket prices. It was founded in 1996. Concert promoter and venue operator Live Nation expanded into ticket sales after a $2.5 billion merger with Ticketmaster. We've all heard of Ticketmaster in 2010. The DOJ approved the deal and conditioned Live Nation not force venues to use its ticketing services. And they see a term officials now accuse the company of regularly violating. The Live Nation diverted tours from New York's Barclays Center after it briefly left Ticketmaster for SeatGeek in 2021. And Live Nation denies all of this ever happened. How could that have happened? Let's see. Oh, okay. Supreme Court cleared the way for California schools to notify parents if their children identify as transgender, even without the student's consent, granting an emergency appeal filed by the conservative legal organization. What it did is it temporarily blocks the enforcement of a California law that prohibits school districts from adopting automatic parental notification policies when students change their pronouns or gender expression at school. The decision allows such notification requirements to move forward while legal challenges continue in the lower court. They, the people that brought it argued the school state policy is designed to prevent schools from disclosing a student's gender identity to families infringe on parental rights. Now it's going back to the lower courts for further processing. When I went to school, and I would imagine when you went to school, if something happened at school, you had to go see the nurse or whatever, your parents were notified, right?
Yeah.
And we've gotten to the point that parents are accusing parents of being non-caring, that parents can't handle this, that parents aren't going to do the right thing by not notifying parents. But this is kind of a big thing if Susie goes off, leaves the house, being Susie, gets on the bus and becomes Sam or John or Nick. And it's like that during the school day. And then changes, and when she comes back through the door at night, she becomes Susie again. And there was a case in Chico where this happened, and the mother found out only because the other mother said, "Did you know this is going on?" And she said, "No, because their kids that were with Susie Nick / Nick told their parents, then their parents told." The girl's parents. And they, you know, they go to the school board. Why didn't you say something? They go to the school. Why didn't you say something? You know, this is a very traumatic time, obviously. Why wouldn't you let us know? Well, you know, she didn't want you to know, or he didn't want you to know. He didn't want you to know. And there's something wrong there. I think that's when you're assuming every parent is going to be a bad parent, not be an accepting parent, not to be a parent that talks with their children. So, anyway, this isn't over yet. They're still fighting it out. And they will, I'm sure. In the future here. In fact, it goes right back. Did we already talk about the Mount Shasta Ski Park? I think we might have. Did we?
No.
Oh, well, they're temporarily suspending operations as of yesterday. While they try to, they're continuing to monitor snow conditions and await additional snowfall. Support safe skiing and riding. And it looks like the snowpack levels are rapidly deteriorating with recent warm weather and precipitation falling as rain rather than snow. It's tough. It's tough to have a ski park. Because, you know, it's one of those things, you could have a great year and then have 3 years where there's no snow, there's not enough snow, and you can't make enough snow to have people. Now, we want to go up there just to ride the like an inner tube. And I'm not sure you can even do that up there because, the place is closed. What about riding, though, say you want to ride the chairlift? Just go up to the top, and you go up to the top and come back down.
Do they have that up there, like where you're allowed just to do that? Because I don't know if it's closed, then.
They've got that in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, I was going to say now in Tahoe that you can go up there.
Yeah.
Because I did last summer. Two summers ago, something like that.
Yeah,
you go up there, and they have a whole bunch of food up there.
And
you can walk around and hike. And,
can do all that. At the same time, did you notice all the mountain bikers going up there?
Yeah.
And going up to the top and then riding their bikes down the trails. Well, you know, I'm sure that the Mount Shasta Ski Park has something like that during the summer. But, every gondola was full when I was there at Tahoe during the summer. That was going up there, you know, either people just going up to, you know, to look over the lake and all that and, you know, have lunch, or mountain bikers. And these were special bikes. I don't know. Have you watched one of those ones when they're going downhill like that? They're a much longer bike, maybe more control. I don't know. It just seemed to me that they were a different type of bike than you're used to seeing out there when riding those hills. Okay. The Paralympic Winter Games starts tomorrow, and the opening ceremony is set for Friday, and Team USA has 72 athletes competing in that. So we'll keep track of that, too. When we get back from the news, we have O2 Employment Services is going to join us with the latest in what the state is trying to do to small businesses and the taxes. Just finished up our taxes, and I have to say that it's just amazing. When you've got a business, how many pages for a small business like us that doesn't make $1 million a year or even close to that, the amount of paperwork that goes to the state and the feds, and in our personal taxes, the same thing. This is the first time that I can remember that I actually don't owe the state of California money. I don't know how that happened, but God bless Rick and Lori, our CPAs. So, let me see. One last thing before we go. I talked the other day, I think I talked the other day about it, maybe I was just telling. There's this monkey, a Marquet monkey named Punch in Japan that his mother had abandoned him, so he'd been hand-raised by the zookeepers, but none of the monkeys wanted to play with him. Maybe you weren't here. Didn't want to have anything to do with him. So they gave him a little plushie. And he would carry this plushie around. I mean, it's a tearjerker. He's walking around, the other monkeys chase him away, and he'd have his little plushie, and he would hug onto it and hang on to it. Good news, my friends. He's been kind of friended up with a female, and they are going to, and he's being carried around, and he's being loved. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Fears of an escalating conflict in the Middle East taking a heavy toll on Wall Street this morning. The benchmarks are plunging. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P are all down more than 2%. Overseas markets have been tanking as well. And as the U.S. and Israel keep up their attacks on Iran, the Iranians are lashing out at other countries, firing what missiles and drones they have left in their arsenal. The American embassy in Saudi Arabia has been targeted by the Iranians.
Iran struck at the U.S.-Saudi embassy early Tuesday as it keeps on hitting targets around the region, while the U.S. and Israel pounded Iran with airstrikes in what President Donald Trump suggests is just the start of a relentless campaign. The attack from the two drones on the Riyadh complex caused a limited fire and minor damage, according to the kingdom's defense ministry. The embassy is urging Americans to avoid the compound. It follows an attack on the U.S. embassy in Kuwait, which announced Tuesday it was now closed until further notice.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says no one was in the embassy compound at the time of the attack. Six U.S. service members have been killed in the war, deaths in Iran roughly 800. Several states kicking off the 2026 election cycle today.
Texas, Arkansas, and North Carolina are holding primary elections for party nominations ahead of the November midterms. Among those three, Texas is generating the most interest with heated Senate races. Incumbent Republican John Cornyn is facing off against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and U.S. Congressman Wesley Hunt. In the Democratic contest, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is facing State Representative James Tallarico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 1,098 points. It's a loss of 2.25%. The Nasdaq off 540 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-242-3131. 800-242-3131.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Rwanda's army is a target of U.S. economic sanctions, punishment for the army's involvement in fighting in a neighboring country.
Rwanda and Congo signed a peace deal in December in Washington as part of President Trump's push to broker peace in the region and attract billions of dollars in Western investment. But the fighting has spread even beyond the current front lines, with M23 acknowledging it had used drones to attack the key mining city of Kisangani. This blatant violation appears to have crossed a line with the Trump administration. Financial sanctions have been imposed directly on key Rwandan military officials and the Rwandan army in its entirety.
The BBC's David Bamford. China's progress in building a modern economy, evident in its fighting robots and self-parking cars, is hitting limits as a downturn in its housing industry drags on and young people across the country struggle to land a job. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's one of the rites of spring, albeit a bit early in this town in the upper Midwest.
It might still be winter in Minnesota, but spring is in the air for people lined up at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Minnesota for its annual opening. The event is a community tradition no matter what the weather. The Dairy Queen Heritage Store has operated for 77 years and offers treats found almost nowhere else. People bundled up in coats, hats, and gloves in freezing cold to line up Sunday for ice cream treats, At the Moorhead Dairy Queen, it seemed like a bit of a summer day, almost. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump says he is planning to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner on the 25th of April, the first time he will do so as president. Mr. Trump says the event ties into celebrations, marking America's 250th birthday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and we are streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Hit on that, and you can listen to all the archives, you can see all of our shows, you can see all the who's going to be my guest, our guest the rest of the week, and you can click on our sponsors and go straight to their websites at kcnrradio.com. Ben's joining me today. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So what was that call?
It was just a question about...
Monkeys?
No. He thought you'd said something else about the Olympics.
About what?
He thought you said the Winter Olympics were just starting. He didn't get the whole.
The Paralympics. Oh yeah, it's the Paralympics is starting. No, I knew. I know you probably want. I probably do say things that are questionable at times, but okay. No, this is the Paralympics. That's starting tomorrow. In fact, and 72. We have 72 Americans participating in that. So. And it's what, National Soup, Push a Soup Forward? What
is that? Soup It Forward Day.
Soup It Forward.
Soup It Forward.
Yeah, yeah. So you get your soup.
And, oh,
and you
pay
it forward because its soup is brings people together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. National Pancake Day.
Pancake Day.
And, you know, I clicked the button to see, like, the more days, and the last one on the list was National Anthem Day. You would think that would be the first one on the list.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, National Anthem Day.
When,
yeah. 1931.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Look at that? You. Wow.
Well, you know, the thing that it's confusing to people, and I know it is, when they people stand up and put their hands over their heart for God Bless America.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the national anthem. And if you don't do it, people are staring at you, and it's like, okay, I'll stand up, but it's not our national anthem.
Right.
Our national anthem is the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
Yeah. So, National Anthem Day.
1931.
Yep.
Okay.
Congress. You would have thought it had been sooner than that, but maybe not. Maybe it had, who knows when it was written. Okay, weather. It's going to be nice today, sunny with a high near 71. Maybe a little rain tonight, but then tomorrow, rain and possibly thunderstorms after 1 p.m., a high near 63. 80% chance of rain. Higher amounts possible than a tenth of an inch in thunderstorms. Wednesday night, it clears off, and then starting Thursday... through next Monday, sunny, and with highs at 75 on Saturday, 80 on Sunday.
Wow.
And 77 on Monday, with evenings at night around 49, 48, something like that. So it's going to be beautiful weather after tomorrow.
Wow.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years. Chuck and Judy Kinney started this business, and now it's the third generation of Kinneys working out there. Great service, outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I forgot to say the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, now, did all the housekeeping done? What can I say? If it's the first Tuesday of the month,
we have
one of our favorite guests in business is Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you had big news that you talked about last time.
We did.
It's been a month already.
It's been a month. It's been almost two since we got acquired.
If people don't know, why don't you you know, catch them up on it.
Absolutely. So at the beginning of the year, we found out that the business had actually sold, and we became part of a bit of a larger organization.
You found out nobody had an idea?
No, we didn't know. No. It was very confidential, understood.
No, you got to do that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, for the sake of all business parties involved, right? Because
sure.
It's a big transaction. It's a big mm-hmm. deal. So we, O2 Employment Services was acquired by a little bit of a larger PEO. So we're a professional employment organization, which means we partner with businesses of all different sizes. And we are basically an administrative employer where we partner with small business so that we can help provide the compliance tools, your employment, you know, new hire documents, your separation paperwork. We do payroll, benefits, retirement, you name it. We do all HR related things. And so it just made sense from multitude of standpoints to partner with somebody that's a little larger, but not so big that we're become this huge corporate company.
Sure.
So we partnered with a company called Prestige PEO. So we will still be in O2 Employment Services. We will still have O2 Staffing and Teamwork HR.
Same people.
Same people, same location, office. Same customer service, mm-hmm. still hands-on delivery to our clients as much as they want us to. We still have the staffing division, which means we are still staffing all of the North State. I think their goal is to diversify that because they have multiple locations across the United States, which allows us a little more autonomy as far as getting out and being able to provide payroll services in all 50 states, which was something we weren't able to do before. It's very difficult to pay taxes in each state, be signed up as a PEO in each state. Each state has different requirements.
California.
Oh, California. Yeah. No. And that was one of the things we met the CEO not too long ago. And we were like, why California? Like, why in the world would you want to buy a California business? Because we do this every day, right? It's probably one of yeah. the most difficult places to be an employer.
It's like saying, oh, let's just take a foot patrol out in Fallujah. Yeah. Yeah, man, what are we doing today? Nah, it'll be fine.
Just a few landmines. You're fine. You're fine. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here.
Nice.
But it's crazy. And he said, you know, because we don't have a footprint in, you know, on the West Coast. They have an office in Colorado that they recently acquired.
Mm-hmm.
We have Florida. We have Georgia. We have New York. We have Connecticut. We have, you know, okay. we have six or seven different locations with some satellite offices. And so it's just we've been able to tap into larger resources.
That's what I was going to say. That's what you said last time. You're going to be able to offer more to your clients.
Correct.
Now.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things, which I think I'm probably the most excited about because I handle all the benefits, right? I oversee all the small group plans that we offer to clients now. And nothing about insurance is cheap. It's just, I don't think in the last 15 years that I've been doing this with O2 that I've seen rates decrease. Every year they go up. Every year. And sometimes it's as little as 5 or 6%. Sometimes it's 15%. Sometimes it's 20%. And for a small business, that's just unreasonable.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get these employers that have at least 50 full-time equivalents and they have to provide the required by the state and the IRS to offer health insurance, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it just makes it really cost prohibitive for a lot of employers. But with this offering, we are able to offer more of a master level plan that gives employers options and better pricing. And that's going to be rolling out in the next few months. So I'm super excited about that. We also have a great 401k retirement option that's going to be less expensive, less administrative burden on the employer, which is fantastic. So we're able to bring that. We're able to hopefully bring some lower workers' comp rates because we have such larger buying power. You know, we just haven't been able to offer that because we're a very small PEO, if you will, up here in Northern California. And so being competitive was really important to the growth of the business, as well as partnering with someone that also matches our culture, which was really super important to Heidi and Chris.
I imagine it would be because, you know, this is their baby.
It is their baby.
You know, it's, you know, they brought it into being. They've nurtured it.
Yes.
It's grown.
Yes.
You know, but at a certain point, you have to You have to grow or you die.
Correct. Kind of, and that's exactly where they were at. And they were kind of like, how do we push on? How do we bring more technology and be safer about it? I mean, we are handling people's payroll. We have Social Security. We have all this stuff. So, like, there's all those parameters around AI, you know, cybersecurity, all of these things that impact the technology piece. Plus, there's so many systems out there that will integrate or have what we call open API, which means our system can talk to the employer system, help them, you know, take the administrative burden off the employer, like even submitting for their retirement plans. Like, they have connections. They have time clock connections. They have a lot more capability than we've been able to offer. And, you know, we had an IT person of really one in this very small business. And so now we have an IT team of almost 31. And that's just, you know, music to our ears. The other piece that we are so thankful for is that we actually have in-house legal counsel, which is a huge, I mean, any one of us in HR, you know, we constantly are navigating the laws, trying to decipher the laws, trying to make sure that we're giving our clients the best possible advice and making sure we're writing policy that's accurate, you know, especially from a California compliance standpoint. But we now have somebody that we can just say, hey, can you take a look at this and give your stamp of approval from actual in-house legal counsel? I think there's a team of 8, which is fantastic. We always had to outsource that and pay for that separately. So, again, that's a cost savings to the client. So bottom line is that we are just, you know, super excited to be able to offer this to our community. We're not increasing rates. We're not going through and charging people more. It's actually going to be a benefit to the client. So that's
awesome. What you're going to see is O2 employment staffing. It's transparent. It's the same. It's the same guys.
Same. It's
in this
the same
case, it's
people,
the same girls.
The same girls.
Because you
the
have
same
no guys
ladies
there.
We don't.
Did you lose the other one too?
We did. He left in December, and he's like,
You thought that, and this is 2 guys you've had in a year, that you've had joined the company, and now.
I know.
And I want to talk to you when we get back.
Yeah.
About your jobs that you have offering.
Of course.
Now.
Let's do it.
I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services, and this portion of the show, I think. What's today?
Tuesday.
It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has something called Fast Track. Fast Track is for non-life-threatening emergencies. You use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. Oh. You know, so it's in when you sign up for it, just go to ShastaRegional.com and click Fast Track. They're going to ask you some questions like, are you having problems breathing? You have chest pain?
Sure.
Are you bleeding? And if those are, they will, you know, they're going to tell you to come down right away. But if it's non-life-threatening, why not stay at your home where you're more comfortable, and then, you know, your appointment's at 3 and you go down at 3. So, and Shasta Regional, just another way to take care of their patients. Fast Track, go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Fast Track. And we'll be right back.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. One section is insurance, one's financial management. Judy started this business back in 1993. It's not her first rodeo. And she's been helping our community ever since. If you're looking at a second opinion on your insurance, because, I mean, insurance is going crazy, everything from medical to, you know, homeowners, everything. Or how about your retirement plans, and 401Ks? How's that going? Judy Maxwell is offering a free review and evaluation. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441. Sit down with an expert. And it could be, hey, you're right on track. Or it could be they can save you money or help you with some decisions there. That's Maxwell Insurance Financial. We have insurance with Judy, and we're real happy there. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services. And we were talking about how a PEO, Professional Employment Organization, a big one, has asked you to join their organization and has bought the company. Yep. However, what you see at O2 is what you're, I mean, now is what you see in the future. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed.
Because you've been very successful and they don't want to touch that.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
They, even branding, all of it, they don't want to change a thing. And that was really important to Heidi and Chris is the culture, right?
Yeah,
and making sure that we align well with them, because there are a lot of companies out there that have a larger solution, a lot more technology, that don't provide the hands-on service that we do. And, you know, anybody can offer technology, but we bring the human component. And I think that is just imperative, I think, it for any one of us, because we are all people, if you will, at the organization, and we believe so much in the connection, the communication, having that relationship where our clients can call us and say, hey, I don't know what to do in this situation. What do you recommend? What do you think? You know, and it even gets down to sometimes, like, we have conversations about, where should I take my child for daycare? Where can I have an employee, you know, take their dry cleaning? Where do you do for this? You know, and so we love our clients, and I think that's the biggest piece that we didn't want to lose, and we still want to be able to provide the customer service.
The community doesn't want to lose that either.
No.
I mean, we're getting into very much an automated.
Yes.
Well, I can use Booksy, or I can make a phone call.
Right.
Make my haircut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my appointment for a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use Booksy.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Mm-hmm.
I could.
You
probably
sure.
easier.
Sure.
I want to talk to somebody.
Right.
Because now when we call people, as you know,
yeah.
more than I probably, you get somebody down on the other end, very pleasant, asking your questions.
Yeah.
And so I ask, are you real?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, oh, I'm an AI assistant.
Yeah.
They'll never lie
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Of course, how could they? Because
right.
you ask them more things.
Right.
And Ben does not give
never,
you a chance. No. This does not
thing.
Give you the ability to talk dirty to him on the phone just because it's AI assistant, you know, Cheryl. But I've been passed from one to another.
Yeah.
And then before I hit the third one. And this was a local business.
Yeah.
I understand why they're doing it.
Understood, yeah.
But then before you get to a human, and I think it's important you have that.
Yes.
Face to face, you know, look me in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and you will still call our office. You will still get our receptionist.
Sure.
She will still transfer the phone call. You will get a live person. I know, Carl, you want that job.
I want that job at the front desk.
we'll figure it out.
Can I wear my cowboy hat?
Sure.
No, you wouldn't let
sure.
me wear. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
no.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, maybe on Fridays when it's dress up day.
Dress up. Hey.
Yes.
I was looking at all the jobs.
Yeah.
Like 7 pages of jobs.
Oh, my goodness.
And I realized that, frankly, I'm not qualified for 7 pages of jobs that you have there. I'm looking at that. Well, maybe this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I mean, anything from, you know, the executive assistant, not even close to that.
Yeah.
And then they have paralegal. But they also have mechanics and heavy equipment and construction.
Trades,
The trades. But they also have, gosh, almost everything in there.
Everything.
I looked at every one of them.
Yes.
Page 1 to page 7. You can go back.
Good.
And looked at it and said, nope, can't do that. Nope. No. 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 No, 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 no.
You know. Yes. O2 staffing is busy.
You would think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, masters, all that kind of stuff. Experience. No.
Oh,
but
you're shortchanging yourself.
Probably.
I think you could.
I could answer phones.
Yes, you could. You'd be fine.
That's right.
You'd be fine. We'd find you something.
You'd find me something.
You know, and here's the thing. So if you were
You
can go online and you can apply for all the jobs that you're interested in.
Yeah.
You know, you just log into o2es.com, you go in, apply for a job, and what happens is our recruiters will actually reach out to you, schedule an appointment, bring you in for an interview. They want to meet you. They want to sit down with you, have a conversation, learn more about you, because really we're matchmaking, right?
Yeah,
we're matchmaking because we've known the employers. We've had the conversation with them. What are you looking for? Like, what are you looking personality? What are you looking for skill set? Are you willing to train? We go through all of those questions.
Okay. So I bring in my resume.
Yep.
Drop it off to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'd put it online
and
then you all take a look at it and say, because even though you may not have a job right then.
Correct.
And you look at the skill sets that this person puts in and you go, well, you know what? There was somebody, you know, and you could sell that skill set to somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, if there's something on there that is not right up your alley, please do apply online and even just get your resume into us. If you came in to drop it off, we'd sit you down at the computers right there in our lobby and say, hey, let's get this scanned in. Let's get you set up. Because you never know. We might have clients that have reached out to us saying, I'm looking for a super specific job, you know, and you're like, okay, well, let us get searching. Well, we have our database. So we scrub our database and say, oh, my goodness, I had somebody apply 2 months ago that just moved to the area with the exact skill set that you're searching for.
You know, project management and handling, being a project manager were several different programs.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it may not be in that specific industry.
Sure.
But you've got that experience, and you know how to move people to get them to do things and to accomplish things, and would maybe fit in with that atmosphere that they have in this new company. No, and so I encourage people to go to OTIM and upload your resumes.
Please do. If you're in the market or just wanting to put your feelers out there, you know, and if it's not, the other piece is a lot of our clients say, send me some employees, let me interview them. So not only do we interview you, right, and say, this person has, you know, this experience, that experience, you know, presented well, or, you know, this is a great person for the trades. This is a great person. They have a lot of experience here. We pair them up with the client and say, this one's a really great candidate for you, and I think you should interview them and meet with them. So the client then meets with them, and then they make the decision, yes or no. And then if they say, gosh, I'm kind of on the fence, but I'm going to try them out. Let me try them for 520 hours. At the end of the assignment, they might say, you know what, not a good fit.
How many days is it?
That's probably about 90 days.
Oh, okay.
So you try them for 3 months, and they're a great fit. You decide to bring them on your payroll. Fantastic. We found a great fit for a great client.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Or sometimes we say, maybe it's not the right culture fit. Maybe it's the skill set's not quite what they said they had. And so, you know, the assignment might end.
I've refused to be tattooed for a job. Okay. Well, maybe. Depends on the job.
Depends on the job.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we would then, you know, reassign them or find them another position, you know?
So the thing is if you're... Even if you're in another job, but this, you know this job is not.
Right.
And I don't encourage job hopping. Nobody does.
No.
But you know this is not where you want to end up.
Correct.
Or where to be.
Right.
So putting in your resume over here at O2 Employment Services, it gives you another avenue.
Absolutely. Okay. And there's no charge to the employee. So the employee or the employer, unless you decide, yep, I want to move forward with this candidate, I'm paying, you know, my taxes. But they're our employees, so they're on our workers' comp. We pay the taxes. We pay all of those fees. You just sign off on the time card. We take care of the rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here with Jennifer Cramp from O2 Employment. We're talking about how just, you know, if you're looking for something, to put your resume in with them. And they may not be on those specific jobs that they're listing right then, but they talk to so many people.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe it's the type of thing that – when they see your assets and see what your experience is, they go, as Jennifer said, oh, I talked to somebody last month.
Yep.
This is exactly what they're looking for.
Yep.
Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. And I found them in 07 and never had a bad haircut. Thoroughly enjoy it. We are simpatico with each other there. And you can, and here's the good thing. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. You do it two ways. You can use Booksy, which works if you get the right barbershop. And, or you can call 530-244-9478. And I will tell you, Booksy works. But there's something about calling and talking to Tim and Logan saying, what you got open, buddy? Mm-hmm. And talking, because it's humans. You know, you need to interface with people, too.
Yep.
Cypress Square Barbershop, not a hair salon, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Jennifer Cramp.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byrett at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Nabot. 8:36 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, going up to 71 today, going to be beautiful during the day here on the 3rd of March. Tomorrow, Reading Police Department joins us along with AmVets, and they'll find out the latest what's happening with the police department. But I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services. Okay, we've talked about the merger with this nationwide company, but you're not going to even know it. If we hadn't said anything, you wouldn't have known it.
That's right.
I mean, the people here.
Nope.
And then we also talked about if you don't see a job that's on their website, and they've got seven pages of a variety of jobs.
Right.
Put your resume in because they have so many contacts and so many things that people are looking for. Maybe something had dropped off or maybe it was like, this is kind of more of a specialized one.
Yeah.
Put it in there.
Absolutely. Well, and oftentimes what we'll do is we'll reach out to clients and say, I have an amazing employee. I really think you need to, you know, even if you're not in the market, like we've got this great, especially these technical skilled, or especially, and even the trades, like we need trades.
Oh my gosh.
Like that is probably our biggest need. And we're constantly looking for mechanics and
plumbers.
Electrical.
I just looked at their list. Oh,
yes.
For $50 an hour.
Yes, exactly. And getting your foot in the door with a great company. And
that's your starting pay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It's been a couple months.
Yeah.
Well, it's March.
March, yes.
Anything that the state has done that lately? Or anything come? Has anything come? You know what?
This sounds loaded.
No. Is there anything the state has done? We've talked about a lot of things over the last couple.
Yeah.
Has anything come out in the last month that brings tears to your eyes?
Well, it all brings tears to my eyes. Nothing earth-shattering. You know, there's been a couple of cases that, you know, there was a joint employer, which is what our PEO is, right? We're joint employers. And there's been some changes in that from the National Labor Board, which are really positive changes for our industry. And, you know, but other than that, you know,
it's the same.
It's the same. You know, California is a tough cookie, and it's just so hard. And I empathize with employers.
Well, I find it interesting, and I understand why yours did it, because they want to get into the, because it expands their West Coast.
Correct.
Which is what they need.
Yeah.
The people that you all merged with. And this billionaire's tax that they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I saw one guy say, you know, some will leave, but most of them stay here because, one, they like where they are and, you know, blah, blah. They won't, you know, they won't leave. That's not the ones they have to worry about. They have to worry about some friends we have that she just told me that they're downsizing. And I said, oh, okay. But they're going to another state.
Yeah.
And those are the ones, and I've got four or five, and you know some of them, four or five people.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, they don't make a big thing out of it, but they just leave.
Yes, yes. Well, you
but
know.
But those are the ones that we're losing so many of.
Yes.
It's those ones, those taxpayers that are upper middle class.
Yes.
That's where you're going to get hurt.
Well, absolutely. Well, when you were speaking about Judy McAleer and her insurance services and retirement planning, right? That's where I'm at right now. My husband and I are both like, we've got to figure this out. We're on the other side of the coin. You know, we're moving closer to retirement. And so I think, you know, sitting down with somebody and having that conversation about what is your 401k look like? What does Social Security look like? What's it going to be like? You know, I've got 10 more years, right, before I can really get to that point. But with that said, like, you also hear all these, you know, I listen to a lot of financial planners and so forth on social media, and they're like, California, you cannot retire in California. And doing business in California, the taxes alone, that's why we can't get businesses here. You know, even with our Stillwater project out there, I'm so grateful we have some businesses coming in, but it's the taxes. It's all of those things that just drive these small business owners out. People, and then California law makes it so difficult to have employees and to pay your taxes and to pay.
There's something new all the time, like, I've got to go back now and make sure everybody's turned down the retirement plan.
Exactly.
And I know we had done it before,
yes.
But maybe we got somebody new that needs to sign that piece of paper.
Correct. Exactly. It's all those administrative things that.
Well, I will tell you something California did.
Yes.
That I can say thank you. And that's California is one of the few states left in the whole United States that still taxes military retirement.
Really?
And this year, first 20,000.
Oh,
but it makes a difference.
Sure,
you know. So this is the first year I haven't owed California.
Thank goodness.
I will get money back from the feds every year, and I always end up owing California something. This is the first year.
Oh wow!
That in fact, California's going to pay me something.
Wow.
But you've got other states that don't tax it at all, or they tax a small part of it.
Right.
And, you know, California, though, in its continuing quest for more money.
Well, sure.
Gets everything. So I was really surprised, frankly, that even passed.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, and that's a huge benefit, and as you should. Why should you be paying taxes on it? I mean, I'll get my own personal opinions, but, but, you know, it's even, my husband has, you know, he's semi-retired, and he pays taxes on his PERS. Like, it, you know, it just is what it is. Every year we have to account for that, and, you know. He's got a small business.
I don't mind paying taxes.
Right.
I don't. Because I like to think that every dollar that I pay to the government goes to one specific area or two.
Right.
I don't like to think that 2 or 3 cents goes for some things.
I know.
I like to think, it all goes there to pay Lance Corporal Smucatella out there with a rifle. you know, sitting in a bunker in Kuwait getting fired on by the Iraqis or the Iranians.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's, I kind of think that's where it goes, even though
I know
it's very simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
But just like you said, in California, the ones, and I just said, I'll repeat it, the ones they have to worry about leaving are people like you and me.
Correct.
That will go to Reno.
Yes.
Go over there, buy a nice condo.
Yes.
Still can come back over and visit their friends and all this. Or and I've got a friend moving to maybe Wyoming.
Right.
Gas is $1.99.
Montana,
it's like a $20,000 a year raise.
Yes.
The minute you leave.
Yes.
And it's hard to. Wow.
That's a lot, and it's significant.
It is significant.
It's not like it's just a couple bucks, right?
And for
we'll
you
pay,
two,
yes.
you two are paying a lot more taxes than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a $30,000 to $40,000 difference.
Absolutely.
Without doing anything different.
Correct. And but, that's a big deal, especially when you get to a retirement place in your life where you're like, I want to slow down, or your health starts to, you know, you're like, I can't work as hard as I once did. I can't make the income that I once used to. And I need to, you know, I want to be there for my family. I want to be there for my friends.
Is your family in this area?
Majority. Yes.
Majority. See, my family's in New Mexico.
Okay.
But Linda's parents are down in Sac.
Right.
So that anchors us to you know, a certain circle.
Yes.
Now, Reno could do it. And
well, we have a daughter that's in Reno. She'd be moving to Las Vegas here in the next 6 months or so. But she's staying in Nevada, you know, and she's, you know, she's been over there for years.
No income tax. And
right.
Yeah. Well, you know, but these are things. Now, there's O2 employment when people... When you're working with people, like you're talking about it, but this is something too that people need to think about: is their 401,
absolutely,
their medical insurance,
absolutely,
and all that,
yes,
you know, when they're working.
Yes, I have that conversation often with clients, especially with CalSavers, right? CalSavers has been around for several years. Oregon has Oregon Saves. Nevada now has Nest, which is the state-run program.
Mm-hmm.
And California said, hey, you have one employee or more, you better be offering some type of retirement plan, which I agree with the fact that people need to retire. And sometimes they have to be nudged a little bit to get into that place because they're not going to go do it on their own.
No.
Employees think, you know, $10 a paycheck, my gosh, you know, that's gas in my car, or that's a loaf of bread and maybe a gallon of milk. I don't even think you can buy those two together with it being under
$10. Two gallons of gas.
Correct. Exactly. And so, you know, but we do have that conversation. And so we have a financial planner that we actually will partner the client with if they choose to go down a route of a 401k. So we offer those services with, you know, retirement planning and so forth. There's actually a financial literacy class that we're really thinking about putting on with one of the local banks that we can that we can share with our clients and with the employees about having this conversation. I remember my youngest son taking a course with, you know, in high school that was all about financial literacy, and he learned about the stock market. He learned how to trade. He's doing that. He's in cryptocurrency. He's in all these things. I'm like, who are you? But retiring.
Well, we need to take a break. But Trump started something.
He did. Yes.
That kids.
Yes.
They can start that now.
Yes.
And what is it they said? If you save $100 a month from, you know, like when you're 15, you're going to be more than a millionaire by the time you hit,
I think he's putting in $1,000 for each newborn born after a certain point, like into this fund.
And they can't be touched.
No.
It's got to be for the kids.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I think it's good.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Jennifer Cram and I, again, agreeing on something.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. We'll be right back.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services.
Yes.
That song.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you watch? Okay, I got to ask you about this. It has nothing to do with work.
Okay.
The Olympics.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you watch the?
Oh my gosh.
Did you watch the hockey game?
Yes.
Did you see afterwards when they were in? They were celebrating. And they were all had beer. You know, there's a lot of beer when they're wearing goggles. On
correct.
So it's when they get sprayed.
Yeah.
They were singing that song.
Oh yeah, yes, they were. Yes.
And Cash Patel, the FBI director, beating on the
Yep.
And people got upset about that. How dare he go there? And but they don't say anything when Biden went there or Obama went, you know, or others that went there. Anyway.
Now, the Olympics, that was where I really had to research about curling.
Everybody did.
Every night, like, curling was on, right? So that was, like, the prime time when I was home, and I'd watch, and I'm like, I have no idea what the objective is of this.
What did you find out? I found out when it was started. But the, when... Because I started watching it too. I realized that when I'm sweeping the kitchen, I could probably be on the curling team.
Yes, you
no,
can.
But they're coming in there and they come sliding in and look at the focus they have. They go, hop, hop.
I know, in the communication. And
well, it does the sweeping.
Yes.
It gives direction to it. I guess
correct.
They heat up the ice.
Yes,
and then
gets it to where it needs to slide. But those, the markers are like 44 pounds, and they make them wear
They're from an island.
An island.
Right.
Yeah, yes.
They all
and
come
it's,
from an island.
And it's
yeah.
all out of, made out of the same stone, and it's like one guy, right? I watched this thing, and it's like one guy makes these, all of them for the Olympics, and they're what, $900 a piece?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they had the big cheating controversy where the Canadians, and after they turned it loose, he touched it with his finger. I mean, how could, does that make a difference? And then then a bunch of FUs were flying back
I
and
forth. I know.
I said,
I had no idea. I had no idea. And it seemed like every night we were watching curling, and then we had the teams, and then we had the four teams, you know.
We won gold.
I know. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody was so excited, but it was a fun Olympics.
And then here it was, the gold medal round, and the women who were expected to win,
right,
by the way. Oh, by the way, the team photo of the U.S. women's
hockey team
is very similar to the 02 employment team that you have.
Hey,
now you're not wearing, not wearing pads,
yeah,
that
right.
I can tell.
Well, we might need to.
I'm putting them right there. I'm going, wow. I said, here they are. A bunch of people out there ready to elbow jab.
Sometimes we got to do what we got to do. That's right.
Anyway, but when the Americans won, it felt like the country won. Yeah. It only took a day, maybe 2 days before, start that, which is, to me, is pathetic.
I know.
I did see a sweatshirt look great.
Yeah.
Things, Canada is better than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it, it had hockey with a line drawn through it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enough of that. Personal stuff there.
Personal stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you like people to remember today? You know, from O2 Employment Services, premier employment agency.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you want people to know? And we've got, 4 minutes.
Well, gosh, there's so much I want people to know. Obviously, O2 Employment Services is here in Northern California. We are here to stay. So that is what I want the take-home message to be. We are still your local resource for outsourcing HR and your local O2 staffing, which is, recruitment and all of that. But one of the things that I was thinking about, because I always think about, like, what am I going to talk about today? What do people want to hear? I come on and I'm like, wah, wah, wah. Nobody wants to be an employer in California. Jennifer has nothing positive to say about California. But you as an employer can make a difference with your employees. And one of the things that I think we cross from an HR realm a lot with employers and having the conversations with supervisors and managers and your leadership team is having the tough conversations with your employees and communicating with them. The worst thing you can do is ignore something, because if you ignore it and you keep sweeping it under the carpet, it's never going to solve anything. And sometimes it's having the tough conversation that somebody might not be in the right spot on the school bus within your organization. And either you're going to move them to another spot or you're going to exit them off. And having those vulnerable conversations with the employee and being telling them honestly what's going on. Obviously, there's the point of grace where you're like, I've got to listen to their side. There might be stuff at home. There might be a leave. There might be a family illness. There's multiple things why people do what they do. And if you get to the psychology of it, you can kind of help navigate that sometimes. And that's an exhausting part for an employer. And that's where they're like, I don't want to do that emotional, fluffy stuff. But holding people accountable, people feel better when they're communicated with and they're held accountable and they know what the expectation is. And so I always have that conversation with the client. I'm always having conversations with leadership and team and saying, communicate with your employees and be upfront with them and address it quickly. Don't let it go 2 months. Don't let it go longer and saying, well, 3 months ago you did XYZ, or now they're out on a leave and they're a horrible employee because you never counseled them or coached them. So I just encourage everybody to have that communication.
And the big thing about this is we used to call it waving the red flag.
Yes.
They have to know.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people, because it's uncomfortable, we kind of talk
right.
to somebody and think that they got the idea across, and the other person's going, not sure what that was about, but
right.
okay.
Yeah.
You've really got to focus on, especially if it's something they need to do better.
Sure.
You can't just kind of be pleasant and give kind of platitudes,
but
think you're getting it across.
Exactly.
It's not fair to either one of you.
No, and it's not clear. And sometimes people, you really have to have the clear conversation. So I just encourage people to have the tough conversation.
And write it down.
Write it down. I mean, at least document it.
Document it.
The date you had the conversation. Yeah. Yeah. And that's employees as well. have the conversation with your employer. If you're seeing something that's not going well, or there's a massive roadblock in your, you know, your workflow because of some system that's in place, maybe there's some workaround, or maybe there's something you can do differently. Yeah. Instead of complaining to people that can't change it, go to the people that can.
Well, that's the thing is this is my mission. I've got to accomplish this, but I can't do it with this thing here.
Yes.
I need to tell my boss, we're on time, but we are not going to make it because of these reasons.
Exactly.
And let them do what they're supposed to do to clear that up so you can go on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it works both ways.
It absolutely does. So it's just as much. It's a dual relationship, right? You've got, they want to employ you, but you know, you both have to do your part in the relationship. For sure.
There it is.
There it is.
Just like at home.
Boom. Just like at home. That's right.
Except you get to go home at night. And at home, they're there.
They are. They're there. Absolutely.
But we
love them to pieces.
We do.
Absolutely. So, yes.
Except when you want to wake up at like 4:30 in the morning.
Well, that was me this morning. My husband's so good about it. Yeah. I walk in the morning with one of my coworkers.
4:30?
Yeah. So I get up at 4:30 and I leave the house by 5:15. So we walk. We got our 4 miles in this morning. We're all pumped up. Yeah. She bought me a little thing for my birthday, headlamp, so we can see now. So, people know we're out there.
What time do you get back?
By 6:30, 6:45.
No. Okay.
So not too bad.
Getting up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Can he sleep through that, or does he just kind of wake up and then go back to sleep?
That's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
He makes sure I'm out safe, protected. He's like, "Are you good? Okay." And then he falls back asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
Thankfully.
A partnership.
It is a partnership.
Okay.
That's
Jennifer,
right.
Thank you, as usual.
Thank you.
Someday, Heidi.
We'll get Heidi in here. I'm going to get some of the rest of the team. I'm just going to start bringing the team in.
I think they'd have a
great time. It's always fun.
We always have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful. And 71 and sunny. It's a bad joke. Okay, and it just popped out of my mouth.
I heard it. I caught it.
Is this about the horse?
Yeah.
No, I can't tell everybody that joke.
No, nope, okay.
Not appropriate.
Definitely not HR appropriate.
No, have a great day and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.